Three boys were in the churchyard bragging about their fathers. The first boy declares, "My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper. He calls it a poem, and they give him $50. The second boy says, "That's nothing. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper. He calls it a song, and they give him $100. Little Johnny says, "I got you both beat. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper. He calls it a sermon, and it takes 8 men to carry out all the money." Today is Stewardship Sunday. I want to talk for a few moments today about the principles of stewardship. What is stewardship? Well, the idea with stewardship is that everything we have is a gift from God. Our life is a gift from God, our family, our health, our body, our mind, our soul. Everything that we have is a gift from God. And if we're good stewards, we give back a portion back to God in thanksgiving. That's basically what stewardship is. The Lord wants us to use our time, our talents, and our treasure to work for His, to work for the Lord. And I know many of you already use your time so well with the Lord. Many of you teach CCD every single week to teach the faith to the children. Many of you work with the poor. You do pro-life work. Many of you will spend quite a bit of time giving to the Lord. And that's a wonderful thing. And I'm so impressed with this parish. We have, 65 or 70 organizations and ministries and activities. And all of you make all those things happen. So it's just a wonderful parish of people giving their time and using your talents for the Lord. Using your talent as lecturing and musicians and ushering, Eucharistic ministry and Legion of Mary, Knights of Columbus and Samaritans and all these wonderful organizations that we have where people can use their talent. Then, of course, we should always give some of our treasure each week back to God. And we return a portion back to God. And the Bible recommends 10%, what we call tithing. Now, whenever we tithe or give something back to God, we should realize that it's a holy thing. Giving is something holy. It is something that can bring us closer to God. When we give to the poor or give to God, give to the church, it shows our detachment from the things of this world so we can be more attached to the things of God. And one of the things I want to tell you, though, is that whenever we give anything to God, it's never gone. It's invested. And we get back blessings sevenfold, tenfold, sometimes even 100-fold. Maybe not always in the same way. Sometimes the blessings, when you give to God financially, for example, you might be blessed spiritually, emotionally, physically, with friendships and relationships and in your family in so many ways. So when we tithe, that money is not gone. It's invested, and we get back 7, 10, even 100-fold. So our tithing should always be in gratitude, to thank God for His blessings in our life. Our tithing shows our dependence upon God, and it's an act of trust. Whenever we give that 10%, it's an act of trust that the Lord will take care of us spiritually, physically, emotionally. And one of the things that the Bible says is not to put the Lord your God to the test except in this one case, except with your finances. The Bible says yes. God says yes. Trust me with your finances. It's the only time that we're allowed to test God, according to the Bible, is with our finances. To pay God first every month. When I go to some of the families, I see the children have these little banks, the piggy banks, and they have a place for their 10% tithe to God, and then their investment, and then other money that they can spend on other things. What a great idea to start the kids out early, to encourage them to give that 10% to God. You see, in the Old Testament, when a king had many cities that he was in charge of, if those cities tithed to the king, then the king would protect them in times of war when the enemy approached. Because that city had been faithful in tithing to the king, well, that king would help them in time of war, famine, plague, or other difficulties. Well, that's how it is with us, with Christ our King. If we're faithful in tithing to the Lord, then He will come to our assistance. He'll come to our defense. He'll come to our aid. The church recommends that perhaps we could consider giving 5% of our tithe to our parish, and the other 5% we could give to charities of our choice, such as the poor, the pro-life movement, helping places like the House of Mercy and the Samaritans. So 5% could be charities that we choose. The other 5% we should consider giving to our parish. And the families that I know over the years that do tithe and always give God the first fruits of their labor, God always helps them in time of need. God will always come to their assistance in one way or the other. So I encourage you today really to pray, to prayerfully consider what you've been tithing, what you've been giving to your church, and to perhaps ask yourself, well, and what I give, is that a sacrifice? And what I give each week, does that hurt a little bit? Mother Teresa always says, just give until it hurts a little bit. True love is a sacrifice. So we should consider perhaps giving a little extra to make that sacrifice out of gratitude to God for all the blessings that He's given to us. It's amazing, I think, that I've met people that over the years, they still give what they gave 30 years ago, or 20 years ago, or 10 years ago, but they've never really thought about what they give. There's that little story of the $20 bill that's talking with the $1 bill. The $20 bill was saying that it had a wonderful life. It had been on a cruise. It had been to Atlantic City. It had been to Broadway. It had been to wonderful restaurants. And the $20 bill asked the $1 bill, where have you been? The $1 bill says, well, I've been to the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, the Catholic Church. Isn't it something how easy it is to spend quite a bit of money at a restaurant, and how small a $20 bill looks at a restaurant or a concert or a show, but how large that bill looks at a church? So just pray about it and consider that. And if you could, just for a moment, you'll see the cards in the pews. Just I'd like each family to receive one of those commitment cards. So if you could pass those down to each family, they're on the ends of the pews. There's also pencils there. If you could just take a moment to pray about that and fill that out at this time. And when you're filling out each family, I do want, if you could, each family to fill out one of these commitment cards about your offertory of what you're willing to give each week. And when you do that, really do it as an act of gratitude for our beautiful new church, the church where you bring your babies to be baptized and have your children receive First Communion and confirmation and the Eucharist, and where we have our sins forgiven in confession, and where our weddings take place. And also, for the wonderful classrooms, every week we have 1,300 children educated here at Holy Trinity through CCD. So your sacrificial commitment that you make will help us to make our monthly mortgage payments and help with our operating expenses and to reduce our debt. So thanks so much for your generosity. I'd like to thank you in advance for that. I want to thank all of our founding families, because we would never have been able to build this wonderful church and the classrooms and the hall and all the offices without their generosity, our founding families, during the first 5 years. And I encourage you, as I am today, to perhaps increase your offertory. I'm certainly going to increase mine, because I use the envelopes as well. And I encourage you, if you don't use envelopes, please consider doing that. They say when you give your gift to God, you can gift wrap it in with an envelope. And what a pleasing gift that is to the Lord. Or perhaps some of you may use the electronic fund transfer, which is such a great blessing to our parish as well. So just take a moment now to read over that commitment card. And I thank you in advance for your generosity and for your wonderful blessing that you are to our parish. We have such wonderful families in this parish. It's just an incredible place. And so thank you for continuing to use your time, your talent, and your treasure to do the work of God. God bless you.